three parts. We have three parts so far. The first part that we had was... The first part that we had was the union of... What is the case of Helich? What's the lumpness of Helich? Why should we swear by Helich? The second part we had was a very shvera tesis that was mechadish, that our mission is the case of Hadal and Mikvas, even though Zerim Rekulash is a Mekulash, we spoke about that at length. The third part of the sugya was we saw this union of Shlon and Dinrim. We started to discuss on Thursday, we're going to go back to it, probably a full day. The Shita of the Rambam, that Momish and the Yochel, this part, money that you can't deny, you don't swear on. The Rambam doesn't say why. And the Rambam is going against our Gemara. Our Gemara said the reason is because of the three reasons of the Helich, which is Alei Shtorach, Yoshi, Bekarkaris. So come back and deal with the Rambam on a separate day, and that sometime this week, Mitzvah Hashem. That's the Tzura Sagamara. First of all, before I start the next major inyan, which is the inyan of Kfir Shiva Karkaros, which is a whole business, which touches at one of the hearts of Lashon Nezikin. Before that, I just want to use these three little tesis in Teshtel Avek, the Etzim Tzura Sagamara. We had over here Brizel Slon Dinrin, where there was machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon Elazar. First of all, just a Poshim Shad. Rekiva says you're part of him swearing in these cases because you're a measure of Veda, because you could have Besach Kol said less, you could have said two and not three. So in Rashi state, that measure of Veda over here is a Darabon and the Gadin, which is Shachet to the Mishnah in Gittin, which says that a guy who actually returns a Metziah, is part of him swearing. So the Shad of Rabbi Akiva in all these cases is because you're a measure of Veda, you could have said two, and really you're a good guy, you're a philanthropist. What if the Shem allows to argue, by the way? What if you let that you swear? So the only information that we have is a Rashi later on down the page that says that if it doesn't look good, you're not a major of Veda, because we're afraid that the reason why Rashi over here says later on, if you look at the Rashi, where the Mikvah's happy on the second edition of the Gemara, the second edition of the Gemara is really a repeat of the whole Gemara in a different direction. Rashi over here on the bottom says, the guy wants to look like a Neman Dicker guy. So the reason why he said three, people say, oh, that guy, he could have said two, he said three. So you're not a Meshav Aveda. Are you a Meshav Aveda? How do we judge psychologically such behavior? Do we say that a guy who says three is a Meshav Aveda because he could have said two? What do we say? The reason why he said three, because he wants to look good. Because he knows if he says two, people say, oh, he said two, because the Shtar says two. He say three, looks like a Choshev Yid, Erlech Yid, and he has a kid in Shaduchim, and he wants to come across as a Nemon, as somebody who has a Cheskas Nemon. You say that's the whole Machlekes over here from beginning to end. The Tosfos over here in three Tosfos in argues, and it's based on the Tosfos of Rosh. The Tosfos of Rosh over here speaks out, and the Tosfos of Veda Peretz, that the reason for Birkiva is not Meshav Aveda. We already had, back on Gimel and Aleph, when we ran into Rabba for the first time, Rashi said Meshav Aveda, and Tais over there said Migu. Okay? There's a pshatzach behind this, and it goes like this. According to Rashi, Rashi holds all over Shas, that Migu doesn't pata from a shul. Mela, when the Gemara hears the Meshav Aveda, he couldn't mean Migu, because Migu doesn't pata from a shul. Migu left through a shul of Minun, I told you back then, Dav Gimel, Tmachikas, we shine in Shuas. Rashi in common places holds that Migu doesn't pata from a shul. So we'll try to be a Kiva Meshav Aveda. The answer is Rashi was Meshav Aveda. It's Kishmoy Keinu. You're a Meshav Aveda, not because of Migu. It's not because of Migu. Suki doesn't revolve around Migu over here. Mibanda doesn't revolve around Migu. So Rashi says, Rashi's, by the way, relatively simple. Rashi says that the reason for Rabbi Akiva is because you're a Meshav Aveda because you could have been Moedal less. And like I said, the only pshat of Shimon ben Elazar later on down the page is that you're not a Meshav Aveda because you have motivation why you're saying this. Okay, that's gone. That's the whole Gemara. The Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah and Peretz speak out over here that Meshav Aveda doesn't apply over here. Meshav Aveda was a special takana that they made in Gittin. Dafka, when the guy actually does the Zachav Hashavah's Aveda, he picked up something in the street, and then I come to the guy and I say, you found this amount, and he says, no, I found that amount. And on the day, Chazal made a takana when the guy's a real Meshav Aveda. This guy's not a Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is a guy who picked up something in the street and returned it. So, what is Al Gemara about? Says the Tosfos of Rosh and Rabbeinu Peretz, like Tosfos is going to say over here. Our Gemara is about Migul. Rabbi Akiva is because you have a Migul. Believe me when I say three, because I could have said two, and Rosh Hashanah also argues. By the way, what I just said explains why we have three Tosfos over here who got himself into hot water. I'm going to repeat. According to Rashi, the sugi is not about migul. And it could be the reason why the sugi is not about migul is like the Pnei Yeshua spoke out of the Pnei Yeshua, because the migul doesn't matter much more. See, if you're made of migul, you have to swear. Migul doesn't help. What is Meshav HaMeida? Do we set over? That it's, over here it's stated as Takaras Chachamim. When the guys in Meshav HaMeida, they removed the Shvuah, they said you don't have to swear. Well, like we said, in the Raisa ticket in for a Baruch Ber, it doesn't make a drawer, you're a nice guy. But it's not because of Migu. Migu doesn't bother from a Shvuah. I want to point out to you that according to Rashi, the Gemara is relatively simple. Rabbi Akiva holds you a Meshav HaMeida, which Rashi over here says is the Rabbana. And Rabbi Shimon holds you're not a Meshav HaMeida because you're doing it to look good. Atkan, the whole thing, and the whole Gemara is a simple Gemara. Atkan. Tosfos says Rabbeinu Peretz holds, and Rabbeinu Tosfos Rosh, that Meshav HaAveda doesn't apply here, Michal. Meshav HaAveda is a takana when you're a Meshav HaAveda, okay? So the entire sukkah over here revolves around Migu, and that's Tosfos Lashitos, so holds that Migu does pata from a Shvuah. So the entire Gemara is about Migu, and because the entire Gemara is about a Migu, so the three Tosfos in over here, which are Lashitos, which we're going to see inside now, one after the other, and the first one's very, very interesting. The first Tosfos in the bottom of Dalam and Aleph is, the Shmami no Helach Potter, you're Toymar, you never be shoulders, the Migu, the boy of Ashtayim. What Tosfos fundamentally is asking is the fee that Tzad the Helach is Potter, and that's why you Potter by two. For Tosfos, so you should have a Migu. Now, according to the Tosfos of Ashmami, it's not a new Kasha. What Tosfos is essentially asking is, what's the Shatrash of Malazar? You have a good Migu. Believe me when I say three, because I could have said two, and I would have said two, we would believe. What in the world is the Shatrash of Malazar? Now, according to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start and the Teretz doesn't start. Because according to Rashi, nobody ever said that Amigus believed over here, because Amigus doesn't bother from a Shvuah. All Rabbi Akiva said was that you're a major Amigus, which is the Kasha Chavim. And that Rashi also answered. Says, no Shachas Bechal, where you could, because Amigus doesn't bother from a Shvuah. The Kasha doesn't start Bechal. There's this Kasha that says, well, if you hold that two, it's pata because of Helech. So when you say three, you should believe that's Amigus. According to Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start, because Amigus doesn't bother from a Shvuah Bechal. And Memela, all the Gemara meant was that the Kasha Chavim, like Rashi says, a major Amigus. And that the Kasha Chavim, Rabbi Shimon also said about Bata Shea Teretz. The guy wants to look good because it gives him a chazaka that he's an emun. Atkan. But according to Tosfos, he learns that the whole sugi revolves around migu. In fact, Tosfos, how could the Gemara come along and say that by two yin emun? So it's a regular standard migu. What could be pshat or Rosh Hashanah? Tosfos is a moir de keteretz, which has a lishitosa in the next Tosfos. Emet Tosfos, v'yesh leimar, kivan the heilach potter, im yoymash taim hav lekoifer hakov ein ala meiz. You know what Tosfos answers over here? Tosfos says that since we're going to the man that holds Helach is Potter, so it's a Migu da'aza. Nobody would want to say two, because if you're going to say two, why you Potter? You Potter, why? Because Helach has done a Kaif Rakol. No, you ain't on the Mayas. When you saw those places, you can all faint, right? I understand, ain't on the Mayas, the guy that's out London? What happens if it's a guy who doesn't know that Helach? What is this saying? That's saying you believe you would have said two. I said, when you say three, you should have a Migu of two. What's the Shatrash of Malazar? So says, no, the guy doesn't want to say two. Because it's a Halza. Why is it a Halza, by the way? Because two is Helach is Potter. And if Helach is Potter, it's a Kreif of Bakol, right? So if you're a Kreif of Bakol, it's a Halza. Nobody wants to be Meiz. Fix the Chakasha, Fash Danish. That's called a Halza. I don't understand. I have a question. When a guy says two and he does Helach, he's Meiz or he's not Meiz? It's totally in the Mandiyama, Helach Potter, Helach not Potter. It's totally in the Lomdish Azach. Shtein Tosfos, believe it or not, yeah, that it's totally in a Lomdish Azach. Shtein Tosfos, that if Helach is Potter, you're called a Kaifa Bakol, it's a Ha'azah, then you wouldn't want to do it. And if Helach is Chayiv, so then it's not called a Ha'azah, because you're not a Kaifa Bakol, and then you're able to do it. Pekka Chakash, it's the same level of Ha'azah either way. I understand. But a guy says two and he says, hey, look, it's a Chutzpah or it's not a Chutzpah? Says Tosfos, it depends on Lomdish. The guy's psychology depends on Lomdus. If Helach is Potter, so you're called a Kofer Bakol, then it's another Meis. And if what? And if Helach is Chayiv, then what? So then it's not a Kofer Bakol, then you have a Meis. Like Tosfos says in the next Tosfos, we'll see in a minute. It's a shocking Tosfos. How they say Tosfos? Tosfos says that's the Teretz. So the Pshat in Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, if Helach is Potter, why you don't have a Migus? There's a Migus also. You wouldn't want to say two, because two is a chutzpah. Why is two a chutzpah? By the way, why is two a chutzpah? I'm admitting two. Why am I a chutzpah? I'm admitting two, right? No, because two is Helach, and Helach, and the Dintayr, and Dintayr, that's called your Kerva Bakol. So that's called a chutzpah. Shocking Tosfos. Now, I have a raya, though, that the Tosfos is right. I have a raya that if Helach is Potter, then when you say two and Helach, you're called a Kerva Bakol, and you're a chutzpah. Bring me a raya. Have a raya in the raw, which has been cooking by me since the beginning of the sugya. Have a raya that this weird little Tosfos, who says that when a guy says two and he says Helach, he's called a Kofer Bakol and he's called a Mechutzef, like every Kofer Bakol, have a raya that is true. have a kasha from the first minute of the sugya, according to Rashi. I'm like, what's the Pasha Shad in Halach? The guy says 100, I give him 50, right? I'm waiting to feel I gave it to him. So why don't I swear? Because I was Masalak in the entire time, I'm going to cry for Bakol. So have a humongous kasha. Halei Rashi holds you swear by cry for Bakol. What's he does, Rashi? Every cry for Bakol, Rashi holds you swear. What's the only reason why you don't swear by every cry for Bakol? What's the reason why you don't swear by every cry for Bakol? What's the reason why you don't swear by every cry for Rashi, Baba Kawa Kuzayin. What's the reason? Because ain't on the maze, right? Now, okay, so over here, you have eight on the maze. I said, you owe me 100, he gives me 50. So where's the eight on the maze? He paid 50, he admitted 50. So Avakasha and Rashi, where does Halach ever help? I'm a Kushetsu, I started the sugi. I said to myself, wait a minute, what's going to be with Rashi? Halach takes away, you're not called the way it mixes, you're a Kofar Bakol. Thank you, Avakasha, what's your show for your Kofar Bakol? Kofar Bakol also swears. You said Kofar Bakol doesn't swear because of eight on the maze, correct? You don't have eight on the maze over here. The guy admitted 500. What do you say? I'm listening. Why don't you have Adam Tveh over here?
Because we know what you're coming for. We know you're coming for the 50. That Adam that he admitted takes away the Adam Tveh.
Yeah, you're right. The Chavash is you're right. 1 second. This is your right. Okay, and accept you as your craft. That's good. I'll go upon him 1 second. You say it, but that you don't have this. See, he's dining back, which is what I thought also. Not now, but that's when I guess the kasha. He's dining, but he's on the job with the mix us. 1 second. Also one up. That's the shell. The shell is, do you have a drawer of cold by the mixers over here in such a case? Here's the Iambus Agov. That you see not like that, Agav. That you see wrong, because that's what Halach takes care of. He's having to say it's not true. You understand? Either way. Vice is you don't have the drawer of where the mixes. You have to know why, by the way. Okay? Not sure. It's a starker time. What's he asking? He's asking like this. I asked the Murder Gakasha on Rashi. L'chayra, what do I care if you're Kref Bakol? Kref Bakol swears. So he's answering and saying, okay, but Kref Bakol swears, because Venom to him came initially. That you don't have over here, because the Maestri admitted to something. Okay, I admitted to something. Naniach. In fact, I would leave him in Meseder. There's another drawer. There's a drawer called Void Mixtus. So what are you going to answer on that? You can answer on that and say, what? And that end of the maze doesn't help Giyadur, like we said. Even if you told me end of the maze. So he says, can do Kasha. So said, let it be a drawer of void to mix us. What do you tell me? You're not a void to mix us because you're a Kofar Bakol. Here it's very problematic. Because Batsem, I have a Kasha on the whole Taisus over here. Taisus over here says that, the more over here says, for example, I want to go back to touch at the heart of Halach for 1 minute in this Kasha, which is bothering me. I have a Kasha. Every time by Halach, what did Miri say? I admitted half, I paid half, I don't know, but the mixas goes care for Bakol. Figure Hakasha, what do you mean? But I still have a drawer, I have a time of Hashuva, I admit it. What do I care that I got rid of the Dintara? What do I care that I ended the Dintara? What do you call me a lumdish or care for Bakol? Am I say, I admitted half your time, correct? So you tell me, no, you're called a care for Bakol because I say, you ended the Dintara on half of it. Figure Hakasha, I said, the drawer is less of a drawer? Because I paid, hard to believe. So I always understood that the answer is, I spoke it over Tom Hoffman last week, the answer is what Tysus says, is there's a cost of Kref Bakol's Potter, put it on your head. So much in the world of Tysus, I don't have a problem. I'll ask you a question, why is Halach Potter? Because I was Masalak to the entire, because you're a Kref Bakol, that's a Lomdash Kref Bakol, practically speaking, I was to pay 1,000 and you were away to 500, where did the drawer go? The answer is, what do you mean, there's a cost of Tysus being found a Potter? Kref Bakol's Potter, you can stay on your head. Tyson said it's Xerus Akosid, even though, etc., 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 Kref Bakol's Potter, it's Xerus Akosid, Tyson started from there. So in the world of Tyson, I don't have a problem. But according to Rashi, I don't have exercise across that Kerfa Bakol's potter. I don't have exercise across this Kerfa Bakol's potter. Just the word is bad, so Kerfa Bakol's chayiv. Just every time you potter, because it made on the mayas. So what happens if I have a case where it's called Kerfa Bakol? This case of Henoch, it's called Kerfa Bakol, right? It's called Kerfa Bakol. Okay, so what? So it's called Kerfa Bakol. Not Zianon. There's no magic thing that says Kerfa Bakol can't swear. It's which drawer you want to work with. If I want to go be Mechayiv, I'll draw up every Kerfa Bakol that says Ein Adam Tovem Ken Yeshloi. I agree with what he said. You don't have it over here. In my house, Moedit Tehev. So I gave you your Yeshloi. Fine, like we said back then. Elamite now, there's another Shiloh. Okay, so fact there, you have a drawer by the Mikzas. So why don't you tell me, no, it's Kerfa Bakol. Who gives up it's Kerfa Bakol? Kerfa Bakol is not etched in that says the difference that Kerfa Bakol doesn't swear. Did you think horror? That's the horror, that's the shadow of it. So that's a horror that needs to be dealt with. Lefi Shitas Rashi, why does Helich work to go be with sound like the thing? It's something in the Torah, therefore, so your Kerfa Bakol, so what? It doesn't say anywhere that Kerfa Bakol is potter. Elamai told me that every Kerfa Bakol is chayiv, because of Adam Tavim Ken Yeshloi. You say that, so that you don't have it. What over here? Yeah, you regular way the mixes. What happened to the regular way the mixes? What do you tell me it's a Kerfa Bakol? So what if it's Kerfa Bakol? So what do you tell me when it's a Kerfa Bakol, then you don't have way the mixes? Why not? Why not? Yeshloi Aim Bazav. Either way. We have a very interesting place. I want to go back to the places over here. Tais over here asked the Kasha and said, what is the Pshat Roshim Ben Elazar? According to Manoma Hela Potter, you have a full-scale Migu, okay? You have a full-scale Migu. Ever Tais and Migu to Elazar? Because you wouldn't have wanted a tiny two. Why not? Because two is Kaifer Bakol. Why is two Kaifer Bakol? Because Helich is Potter. If you're Helich is Potter, you're called a Kaifer Bakol, and a guy doesn't want to be called a Kaifer Bakol. How come that it's a Lomdash a Kaifer Bakol? In fact, Tais is a Kasha, who is such a good terrorist. Why does Rabbi Kiva argue? Levi Azaz, the Messiah story, you're not called a Migud Azaz, which means that the Machikas of Rekiva and Rabbi Shimon Azaz, are you a Migud Azaz or not? That's Taisis number one. Taisis number two, Lailam Shtayim Chayiv. In fact, Taisis now, Fakir Takasha. If you're the Tzad of the Gemara that when you say two, you're Chayiv, and we don't hold up Helich, we don't hold up Shibuk HaKos, we don't hold up Messiah Leish Torah, I forgot the Shtayim Chayiv, because of the Rekiva, in fact, there's a new Kasha. So where's their Migu? Says Taisis, the Kshama Shtayim, Nira Yezin Nemel, Fisha Shtayim Messiah. By the way, this migu is a landmark migu that come out you don't have anywhere else in Shas. You're believing me when I say three not to swear, because I could have said two. And if I would have said two, I would have had to swear. No, two would have been a better taina, I would have looked better. That's not a migu of Kerech Taina, by the way. That's only a migu of Ma'alei L'Shachar. This is one of the most unusual miguim that we've ever heard. I repeat again. What did Taisus ask? Vida interim Slav in the Gemara. That when you say to your chayiv, so where's your migu? What's Pshat? Taisus bounced back. In the beginning, Taisus asked if Halep is Potter, what's Pshat and who? What's Pshat and Shimon Lazar? You have a migu. Now Taisus asking if I care it. And if two is chayiv, what's Pshat and Rabbi Akiva? You don't have a migu. So Taisus, no, because I would have said two, I would have looked better. So what? But you don't have a migu. But you don't have a migu. A migu is a Kerech HaTayna, believe me now, that I'm Potter from the Shvuah, because I could have said too, I would have been Potter from the Shvuah. That was Taisus Kasha, by the way. And for Taisus, no. Lemaise, at the end of the day, you have a migu near Yosef Nemel of Isha Shtavisayer. That's a tremendous chiddush in the world of migu, that we can use a migu to Potter from a Shvuah. How come that if I would have tied it too, I wouldn't have been Potter from the Shvuah? And now we get to the third Taisus. So Taisus is Loyalim Shtayim Potter, the Helechayiv. So now Taisus bounces back to the Kasha of the first Taisus. Once the Gemara come out of the Maskana, Helich is Chayiv. But there are two other reasons why you're Potter when you would have said two. Comes back to Kasha again. So what's Pshat B'Shem Ben Elazar? You have a good Migu. What did Taisus answer on Amad Aleph? Why you don't have a good Migu? B'Shem Ben Elazar? Because the Migu da Elazar. Because if you would have said two, you would have been Potter else. Helich and Helich was a gold Kerfer Bakol. But now we're going on the Tzadar. Helich is Chayiv. If Helich is Chayiv, it's not called Kerfer Bakol. And you would have said two, you would have been Potter else. Other reasons. So we're back to square one again, which is what's the Pshat B'Shem Ben Elazar? If Helich is Potter, if the reason why by two you're Potter is because of Helich, so then you have Taisus Teres and Amad Aleph. That's not a good migu, because two is a ha'ozah because you've been kaifer bakol. But if you hold a helich is chayiv, so when you say two, it's not a ha'ozah. So we go back to the kasha. Believe me, when I say three, I could have said two, and I would have been potter. Why would I have been potter by two? Because of Shibud Kakrois, I would have been potter by two because of Messiah Leish Torah. But it's not called a kaifer bakol. Yeshlam, if Taisus really the Masha Hashtam Eseyu, Ein Etoim Berotzer, it's also migu da ha'ozah. Vishanir Shemachmos Hashtam Moida, he doesn't want a taina zazach. And therefore it's not a good migu. At the end of the day, Taisus bounces back and forth over here to explain what Pshat Rabbi Kiva is, what Pshat Rabbi Shimon Lozer is. I would summarize it like this. If two is chayiv, so Rabbi Kiva is shver, where's your migu? If two is potter, Rabbi Shimon Lozer is shver. So if two is potter because of Helech, then Rabbi Shimon Lozer is poshet because the migu halza, because you don't want to say kerfer bakol. If two is potter for other reasons, Taisus has a different teretz, why it's not called a good migu? Because a guy doesn't want to say a taina that looks like he's being supported by the shtar. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Kiva and Shimon Lozer. I want to start now an introduction to the famous Shas Sugya of Kfir Shiva Karkaris. And there's a lot of interesting Zachen over here. I'm going to say a psicha. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Tosis inside. Please listen carefully to what I'm saying now. The Gemara over here says that if a guy comes with a shtar to somebody else, listen carefully now. If a guy comes with a shtar to somebody else, and the shtar's minimum is law, minimum is two. So the Gemara over here says, Lahalocha, machlikas, vishim shum lozom, and keep when you say three. Forget about that, okay? That's machlikas amigo. When you say two, the Gemara says you potter. Why you potter? Reason one, halach is potter. Reason two, misayal eshtar. Reason three, because it's kfir shiva karkaris. I want to explain at length what this means. I want to give an introduction, so we'll have the kalim to learn the tesis tomorrow. One of the hard tesis in Bometzia, one of the very interesting tesis in. Let's go slowly. What's kfir shiva karkaris? I come to a guy and I say, you owe me five, and he admits two. And there's a shtar, slon dinim, the minimum slon dinim is two. So the Gemara says you potter. Why? You can't swear on karka. Over here, why is it called you swearing on karka? Because you made the two. And the two was in the shtar. And the shtar creates a shibud. So that's cool that your haidah was on a shibud karkois. Your haidah was on a shibud karkois. That's called Einishbon ala karkois. And therefore, you don't swear by two. At kan de gemara. I want to begin now. Listen carefully. In this Gemara over here, I'm going to say a slow introduction so you'll have the kalim to learn the Torah tomorrow. Listen to every word I'm saying. In the Gemara over here is Mavura two chidushim, which are not connected to each other. Chidush number one is Mavura over here, that the din, that you're not allowed to swear about karka, say if you were meidan karka, say if you were kafir karka, doesn't only apply to karka, it applies to a shibut karka also. I want to stop here and explain the landmark nature of this chidush. The din is, if I go to you and I say, you owe me, you stole from me X amount of karka. And I'm waiting, you might mix us. I don't swear. Because my haidah was on karka, my kfir was on karka. What happens if I come to you and I say, you stole kalim $500 and karka $500? You're made in the karka, you put it for swearing, because the haidah was in the karka. What happens if I'm kafir in the karka? I don't swear. You don't swear on karka. My rabbi is saying, this gemara over here, I didn't come to you and say, you owe me karka. I said, you owe me money. Did the entire between us is about karka? Did the entire between us is about karka? Did the entire is not, not about karka? I'm coming to you and say, you owe me five zuz, five slon, and you say two. You admit two? So you admit two. You owe me two slon. Where's the karka in the picture over here? The answer is because the two has a shtar, and a shtar creates a shibud on karka that if the karka was sold to lekuchas, I can go collect one of the lekuchas also, even though it's not by you anymore. That's what shibud means, right? So chiddush number one is a bombastic chiddush that the rishonim attack. That is, why is that called karka? That's not karka, it's a shibud on the karka. That's the first question. The first chiddush that we have over here is that legabi the din of einish bon ala karka applies not only in a case where the din Torah is about karka, it applies even in a case where the din Torah is about money, but there's a shibud karka involved. And since there's a shibud karka involved, so therefore that's called that the topic is karka. That's a humongous chiddush, by the way. Although we're not arguing about karka, we're arguing about money. The Torah is not that you owe me karka, the Torah is you owe me money. Just the money that I admitted also slept along a shibud in karkois, and a shibud on karkois is enough to turn the Torah into a Torah about karka. That's chiddush number one. And you don't swear. And that's why when I say two, I don't swear because I was moida on karka. Am I saying that? I wasn't moida on karka. I wasn't moida owe you karka. I was moida owe you money. That's called karka. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, which all the Gedolei Achronim, the Nachlas David, Rabbi Kivayeger, the Trumas Akvi, the brother of the Ketzos, all addressed, was the humongous kasha that is naniach that shibud karka is called karka. In fact, everybody, all the Gedolei Olam, I'll show you tomorrow exactly where to see that. In fact, all the Gedolei Olam, the big kasha of the sugi, which is hanging behind the scenes, and that is, I go to you, I say, owe me five, you admit two. When you admit two, so chiddush number one is that two is called karka because the two was in a shtar and the shtar is karka. There's another problem. When I admit two, I'm not only admitting that you have a right to collect from karka, I'm also admitting you have a right to collect from metaltum. You can take the shirt off my back. You can take the cash I have. You can take my car, correct? So why isn't the haidah chal mitzadet? No, it's dal mihochi the karka. There's no haidah over here on metaltum alone. I'm not giving you a right to collect from me. Dovro pele. I mean, chiddush number one is that bechlal it's called karka. Who said, where's the karka in the picture? I'm coming to manu and old chayiv. I'm not coming to be tevei you karka. I'm coming to manu money. So you tell me now that since on the two there's a shtar and the shtar has a right to collect from karka, that's called that the din Torah is about karka. Those are the erste zach. The Tzvei Tekashi is Naniach that that's true, that a Shibur and Karkor can turn the Dintar into a Karkor. But there isn't only a Shibur of Karkor over here. There isn't only a Shibur over here. There's only a Shibur here. There's no Shibur over here. Only a Shibur and Karkor. The Shibur of Metal, the Din of Metal also. I can't Metal also. I'll give you a positive example. When the guy admits to, I can go take cash from his pocket, yes, I can go take his car. So why is that called the Hodan Karka? Dalvi Hochi the Karka. Forget about the Hodan Karka. You don't use the Hodan the Karka, okay? Make him swear. It's the Hodan the Metatolim. Vadova Pella. That means, I'm going to say it in the Monday Shoifen, there's not enough of a Hodan over here to be Machai Vashua. There's a Hodan Metatolim. A Hodan the Karka. Watch what I'm saying now. A Hodan Karka can't generate a Chiyav Shua. A Hodan Karka can't generate a Chiyav Shua. So Chiddush number one is, why is this Machal called a Hodan Karka? Where's the Machal Karka in the picture? Chiddush number two is not near to this Karka in the picture. But I don't need a Hodan the Karka to generate the Shua. I have a Hodan the Metatolim to generate the thing. I understand you. As a result of his Hodan, Dalbi Hochi, the fact that there's a star, I won't be able to collect from a Metatolim from the guy. I won't be able to take cash. I won't be able to take his car. So let that Hodan generate a Shua. This kasha, the Nachas Dovid printed 2 pages to answer this kasha, the second kasha. The Nachas Dovid printed here 2 pages to answer this kasha. What? What's it? What happened? I'm saying that's a very extreme shot, and even though it's true, there's also an entire other metalton. So, just practically speaking, I can collect the metalton. Okay, Friday over here is tiny that, later was a rule that we said last week. So you already have the karka already. But practically speaking, it's not true. The Maisa, you could collect from a Talfalim. The Din Torah is not only about karka, no matter what you say. So in order to appreciate these two chidushim, in order to understand this very, very interesting Shas Tesis, you'll see tomorrow why it's a Shas Tesis. We're going to learn the Rosh today inside that I printed out for you. We're going to learn it inside. And All of these topics have to be understood through the famous Machlekes, the Rosh and the Rabbanim Shavuos. Tomorrow I'm going to print out to you also that the Rosh quotes only part of the Ramban. Tomorrow I'm going to print out for you, Rez Hashem, the Lashon of the Ramban, Kitzuros and Shavuos. But what's again today for the introduction is I want to shtel a vek over here as an introduction to Tosfos. It's not possible to understand the Tosfos. It's not possible to understand the Tosfos without this introduction. This is a famous Machlekes, Rosh and Ramban. We're going to learn it inside together. Let's see it inside. Amar Rabbi Yechonah. The Gemara says in Shulchan Aruch, the time of Beit, I'm learning the Rosh over here. And Simon Gimel over here. Parakei Simon Gimel. Tell me, what did you think? Huh? You didn't get it this morning even? Yeah, it wasn't money for coming and not coming. I wouldn't start up with relatives in public. Amar Rabbi Yechonah. Yeah, look inside. You guys don't have it. Some of you didn't come, I see. What? Yeah. Hanukkah is tomorrow. You have to be magged in the Rifian. What? No, Yechonah is for the Rifian. I got it. Yeah, I'm getting old for this, so I'll leave you alone. Amar Rabbi Yechonah. Yeah. I used to give big, remember Mike used to give big pep talks before Hanukkah? Remember tens of years ago? Before you were born? What? I used to give pep talks every week. That Dylan doesn't need every week now, Baruch Hashem. The Chosh of Atiba, we said. Before Hanukkah, looks like they need. People don't say a word. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Hakoy for my mom. Look inside the Rosh. You have it? Tifa Rosh, one of the Tifa Machlekes, we train him around. Look inside. We don't have either much. Yeah. What do you say? I'll give you a bracha now. If I was special for sharing me, but for all the other times I wasn't for this cup. All five what? To the other times. You have years of chayv to me for special for sharing me, yeah? Amar Rabbi Yechonon, look inside. Amar Rabbi Yechonon. Listen carefully to every word. This Rabbi Yechonon is critical for tomorrow. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Hakoyfa b'momen sheyeshol of Eidim Chayev, Vishtar Pot. What happened like this? Rabbi Yechonon over there is talking about a similar topic to us, but a different nafkamina. The din is that a person who, I go to somebody and say, you stole $1,000 from me, it's called an Asham Gizelois, and he says, I don't owe you money, and he swears. Okay, and he swears. He says Chayev, he swears falsely, we find that he's lying, he has to bring in Asham Gezeilus. He swears that it wasn't by him, and he has to bring in Hashem Gzeilus. Okay? Says Rabbi Yochanan, listen carefully to every word. I pray for a moment, if I falsely deny money that has Edim on the Chayiv, why? Because Edim is a Milval Peh, and a Milval Peh doesn't create Shibudim, so it's not called Karka. Ishtar, Potter. But if there's a Chayiv that has a Shtar on it, and I denied such a Chayiv, so then, the Mosek the time, should never Ishtar Shibur Karkos, the Ein Mevim Korban Akriya Shibur Karkos. Everybody said, let's stop for 2 minutes and talk. Rabbi Yochanan makes a distinction. A guy is only Chayiv a Korban Asham if he swore on metaltol, not on karka. I repeat, a person's chayav a korban asham if he swore falsely to deny that you owe somebody money. That's only if the chayav hasn't turned into karka. If it's a shtar, you have a shibud. Then the chayav is a karka dikka chayav, and then you what? Then you don't bring a korban because the karka wasn't a chayav a shvur. Hashenkin, if there's only edim on it, it's a milvapeh doesn't collect from shabbat, milvapeh doesn't collect from lekuchas. So then the topic is the money alone. Then you have to bring in a sham gzeilus. Okay. Now here too, we have the same question. What do I care if there's a shtar? What do I care if there's shibur karkos? But there's also metaltalim, right? So when you swear falsely, you're not just swearing only about karka, you're also swearing about metaltalim that you don't own it. Why did you bring a korban machmas that? The same type of question you can have, okay? So by the way, the other realize it's very similar to our Gemara. In our Gemara, the Gemara spoke about when you are moed b'miktsas on a shtar because you don't swear moed b'miktsas on karka, correct? You might have mixed us to the amount that's in the shtar, says Agamor, you don't swear because it's called karka. Rabbi Yochanan uses a shtar for a different reason. If it's a chayv, which is a shtar, you don't bring a korban Hashem gzeilos because you're not chayv to bring a korban Hashem gzeilos when you swore falsely on karka. But if there are edim, then it's a milval peh, then there's no karka involved, then you bring in Hashem gzeilos. Now hold on to your seats. Hikshu taisus, spektaisus, and shuas. We're reading the Russian side together, all of us. Maishon Shtami Eidim, what's the chilek? The Eidim, Nami Shibu Karkosu, the Rabbi Yochanan Hudam, a Perak Yaposhet, the Milval Perak, Goyvim in a Yorshim, Umen Alakuchas, which are Mashibu de Deraiso. Kashin number one. Kashin number one is on Rabbi Yochanan himself. You, Rabbi Yochanan, hold. Shibu de Deraiso, what does Shibu de Deraiso mean? Shibu de Deraiso means that me Deraiso, every Choyv shafs the Shibud, and I can collect from the Yorshim and the Kuchas. Normally, When the Leiva sells his land to Lekuchas, it's not the Lekuchas, it's the Lekuchas problem, they owe the money, go fly a kite. Yorshim, go fly a kite. What's that? The Teretz is, the Choyv created a Shibud, and the land is Meshubud, wherever it is, wherever it goes. Mele effect places Kasha number one. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that when a guy is Chayv or what? How could Rabbi Yochanan say, Fektoises and Shvuas, how could Rabbi Yochanan get up and say that you're not Chayav a Korban when it's a Milval Peh, when it's only Edim? Hello, you hold Shibuda Deraisa, and we bought the Shibuda Deraisa. That means it's, you hold Shibuda Deraisa, and we bought you hold Shibuda Deraisa. So every Chayav creates a Shibud, every Chayav handles a Korban, say if it's a Milval Peh, say if it's a Milval Bishtar, and Mimela, you shouldn't bring a Korban, say Al Peh, say Al Shtar. That's kasha number one. If you don't mind, kasha number one we're going to put on the side until tomorrow. Let's focus now on kasha two. Kasha two is ba'ayit kasha. This is the kasha which is the dart at the heart of the sugya. To the man the amos shibudu deraisa ma'ayit miktsas dechayiv rachman ashvua v'chein adei echad hechem ishkachas lev lekfir shivakakras. I want to focus today on kasha two. My kasha on kasha two is, I don't understand. Hashtainish. How do you ever have moed b'miktsas? If you're shibud deraisa. So every time you admit $5, you're admitting shibud. So the same way it says in Agamara that when there's a shtar, and I admit to the number in the shtar that's called I'm admitting karka because the shtar collects from karka, is according to my name, shibud deraisa, every choy collects from karka. So every time you admit, you owe to it. So it's a kash on a posik. How could it be a chiyav of shuas moed b'miktsas? Every time a guy is moed at any amount, he's being moed on kfir shibur karkos, because the choy collects from karka, you collect from lekuchas, you collect from yorshim, shibud deraisa. How do you have a shuas eirachot? Eirachot said you have a shua. It's karka, because it's shibud. That's not fair, tesis and shuas. If you don't mind, I want to focus on kasha too, for kasha one will come back tomorrow. Where do you ever have a shuas moed b'miktsas? Every time you admit, it's like a shtar. The only difference is, by the way, you all know, that the Rabbanon came along and changed things. How did the Rabbanon change things? The Rabbanon took off a shibud from where? From Milva Peh, and they left it only by Milva Bishtar. But Bismana Torah in the Pasuk, the Pasuk of Moed Mikzas, how can it be a Pasuk of Moed Mikzas? In the world of the Torah, Shibud is the Raisa. So any amount that you omit is a Kriya Shibud Kakoris. Saif is a Shtar, Saif is no Shtar. How can you have a Chayv Shibud Moed Mikzas? How can you have a Shibud Moed Mikzas? Every Chayv is Karka. Every Chayv is Shibud Kakoris. It's very interesting, by the way. Interesting. The Rosh and the Tosis over here in Shavuos did not ask the Kasha that I'm asking. And even if it's a Shibud Kakoris, but there's also Metal to them that they didn't ask. They all understood for a Dover Poshet that if you have Shibudim, that means there's Chusim in the Karka that stick with you all the way, even when it goes to the Kuz and Yoshim, that's called Karka. Frekta Rosh, Frekta Isin Shuas, a monumental Kasha, like the man who holds Shibud in the Raisa, there's a Kasha on a Pasuk. There's a Kasha on a Pasuk. How you ever have Shibud in the Mikzas? Every time you might, you're being made, the Kfir Shibud Kakaris. By the way, Ayo told me that who tells you that Kfir Shibud Kakaris is called Karka. Who told you that Shibur on Karka is called Karka? Rabbi Yochanan himself says in Shavuos. That's the nature of the Kasha. The nature of the Kasha is that the one who says in Shavuos, Lamed Zayin of Abayz, that a Kfir of Shibur on Karka is called Karka is Rabbi Yochanan. He's the one who holds Shibur of the Raisa. I mean, theoretically, I would never ask such a Kasha. Theoretically, if a guy would come along and say, if you hold Shibur of the Raisa, how do you have that boy to make Tzahas? I don't know if you hold in a Karka. Tell you, go fly a kite. Who told you that a Shibur on Karka is called Karka? But here's the catch. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Mephorosh over there that a kfir on Shibud is also called Karka. And he holds Shibud as the Raisa. So 1 plus 1 equals 2. So now I have a kasha on every way that it makes us. Have a kasha on every Eidachar. I'm repeating again. If Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have said this Chiddush in Shavuos Lamed Zayin, like Al Gemara says, that a kfir, that a Hoidah in a Shibud of Karka is called Karka, I would have a kasha. Hoidah Karka is Karka, not a Hoidah and a Shibud on a Karka. And they, every Moed that makes us is fine. Because even though Shibud is the Raisa, that's not called Karka. I'm being money used alone. But if you bought Rabbi Yochanan and Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin and Al Gemara taught us that a Shibud on Karka has a din like Karka itself, so broke out a Kasha that if you hold Shibud is the Raisa, which means that the Raisa is a Shibud of every Chayv. Every Chayv creates Shibudim in the Karka that wherever the Karka goes, you collect it. So then you never have Moed that makes us. It's always Karka. Emphatizes in the Rosh. You're right. Kasha's a kasha. The answer is, Kasha Machal Le Shibur, Kasha Ein Le Karka. The answer is, I was Machal Le Shibur. You want to know where every Moed in Mikzas is? Well, there's no Shibur. Why is there no Shibur? Either the guy was Machal Le Shibur, or who's Machal Le Shibur, by the way? The Malve. You could be Machal Le Shibur, or there's no Karka in the picture. When there's no Karka in the picture, and there's no Shibur in the picture, so then you can have a case of Moed in Mikzas. I want to focus on the second question, the first question we didn't answer yet. The second question was that if you hold Shibud in the Raisa, every Moed Mimiktas is Haidah in Karka, because every Haidah is Haidah in a Shibud. There's a Shibud with the Raisa also, not just by Edom, not just by Shtar. The answer is, Aru Kimta. You know Kimta? Every Pasuk in the Torah, Moed Mimiktas, talking about there's no land, or he was Michael. So there's no Shibud over there, there's no Shibud in the word, so your Haidah is purely on money. That's the territory of the Rosh Hashanah. Varaban Zakosav, the Hedek Rabban says, the whole Borchasa. What's Borchasa mean? It's a mistake. Toys. The Rabban says it's a mistake. Why does Rabban say it's a mistake? To call Meidim Iktah Sheim by Eidim Kan Chayiv. To afilu tovay monali biyodacho bishtar, but over the many ashtar, Allah emre enlecho biyodi elechamishim bishtar, Chayiv ushu the rice, given the omer de ein ashtar kan, the ein yachol likwes by minashabodim lav shibuk across mikri. The Rabban tain is, and here we begin the big lambda of the Sugya. Talk to Hele Gerabban, the kasha of the Tosis and the Rosh is a Tois. A Tois, a Borchasa. Borchasa is a big Tois. A guy makes a mistake, it's a Borchasa, that's not a Tois. What's the Borchasa here? What's the mistake? He says the whole kasha is a Tois. You want to know when a guy's Chayv Moed the Mikzas? I'll tell you the case. Very simple case. I go to a guy and say, I owe me $50, $100. He admits 50. My rabbi say, can you go collect from Lakufas? Yes or no? I'm in a world of Shibuda Deraisa. I'm in a world of Shibuda Deraisa. Every Chayiv creates a Shibud. Every Chayiv collects from Karka. Every Chayiv collects from Lakufas. Every Chayiv collects from Yorshim. I go to a guy and say, Rabbi, you owe me $100. He admits I owe you $100. Can you go collect from the Lakufas? Chas v'shalom. Why can't you go collect from the Lakufas? Lakufas will say, he's a dog, let him go fly a kite. I don't believe him. I have to do it. Those want to commit Adam is for himself, not for us. Bring a star. Bring Aiden. Says there are a man, it's a professor. What do you mean every case of Moed v'miktsas? Every case of Moed v'miktsas is a case of Shibud Kakos? Well, how will they never? You'll never be able to exercise your Shibud. You'll never be able to collect from the Lakuchas. How are you going to collect from the Lakuchas? Because you are Moed? With a Haidah, you're going to knock on the Lakuchas door and say, give me the land? The guy will say, go fly a kite. He doesn't owe money. Ah, he was Moed, let him pay. I don't believe his Haidah. Haidah's on the command, yeah. I mean, that's what the command is for yourself, not for me. Says they're about the whole thing's notorious. What do you mean that every case where a guy admits it's Torah Shiva Kros, there's no Shiva Kros over you can't collect from the Shiva before you can't collect. Aye, there's a Choyim, and if there will be a Choyim, you're right. But practically, you won't be able to exercise the Shiva, correct? And since practically, you won't be able to knock on the door and get Karka. So therefore, when I admit that I owe $50, I'm not admitting to Karka because you're not going to be able to exercise the Shiva. That's the Borchus. Let's eat inside together, Rabbi Say. The Kol Moed v'miktsas she'ein bo Eidim kan, if there are no Eidim here, Chayev, you're about to have to swear, why? Even if the guy will come along and say, you owe me money in a shtar, but obviously many a shtar. But Allah, I'm going to have to say, why? Even though I'm going to have to say, a shtar kan, here's the critical words. The ain't no holding was one of the Shabbatim. You can't practically go to the Kuchas and collect from Shabbatim. You can't exercise your Shabbat over here. Wow, Shibud Karkois Mikri. Sok the Hela Garabad. That's not called Shibud Karkois. It's just a cop. That's called Shibud Karkois. Sok the Hela Garosh back to the Hela Garabad. That it's not a Borchasa. You're the Borchasa. Yeah? Sok the Hela Garosh back. The Ain Dvorov Nirin Lee. Why? The Kiva, the Shibud, the Raisa, Fido, Milva, Penami, Nishtabdu, Nechazov. So Gavan, you're wrong, because if you hold Shibud in the Raisa, then even by Milval Peh, when there's no Shtar, you will have a Shibud on the Nechosim, Norvos. Hodeli Govi Miyasmi Lekuchos. And that you can't collect? Mishum De'en HaMilva Yadua. Because the Lekucha says, who says there was a Milva? She'en Eidim Bedoba, there's no Eidim. Vafilo HaLeva Moida, and even if the Leva is Moida, Cheshin Leknunya, Vimhoi, one second. So what did he answer? He answered, no, there is a shibud. Adamais, you can't activate the shibud. Zokter Rosh, vim hoya lekuach moide b'halva. Let's say the lekuach would be moide in the halva. He would say, I admit, I know there was a halva, I saw it. Are you going for him, man? You collect from him, correct? Good, you ought to exercise the shibud. Hilkach, ain't shibud kakos, told him, loybe eidim, v'loybe shtal, man, this is shibud of the reisa. Ela kol halva, nishtal, nishtal, loybe. What the Rosh answered to the Brochus of the Rabban, he says, let's raise that cup. Of course there's a Shibud over here. I practically speaking, when the guy's mighty, he won't be able to collect. It's true that practically you can't collect. But if the Lekach would have been mighty, you'd be able to collect for him? Is even in a case where he's not mighty, but I could theoretically have a Shibud if you would be mighty, right? That's enough to be called that there's a Shibud Karkaros over here. My Rabbi Yisai, who does the Eilu think the Pashtus is, the Rosh or the Ramban? What does I say? The Rosh says that the Ramban says, we'll stop with the Ramban. The Ramban says that whether or not it's called I was made in a Shibud Kakoyis, you're right. When you're made in a Shibud Kakoyis, that's called Kaka. The Ramban says there's no Shibud Kakoyis over here. Let's chase that cup. I was Moed, you can't, on my Haidah, you can't exercise Shibud Karkaros, practically speaking. That's not called, I was Moed about Shibud. Comes back to Rosh and says, I agree with you. You will not be able to collect for Karka now. But it's still called Moed for Shibud Karkaros because theoretically there is a Shibud. What's my riot that theoretically there's a Shibud here? Because Lu Yitzur the Lekeach would admit that there was a Halva, then I would be able to knock on his door and demand the Karka from him, by the way, right? Let's say the Lekeach would admit that there's a loan. Then I could knock on the door and say, hey, give me the karka, and he can't say, go fly a kite, because it's Meshubit, yeah. Is Hagam that today, Kayyim Hazeh, the Lekeach is denying that there was a loan. The Lekeach saying it's a scam. It's a scam to scam me out of it. I don't believe him. What about the Kanunya? Kanunya means you're coming to scam the Lekeach. What happens, there was no loan. And the Malva and the Leva make up a scam that he's going to admit here. They'll take from the Lekeach, right? And they'll split the land. Very nice scam. So the Leva says, the Lekeach says, I don't believe you. But Luyatu the Lekeach would believe, and he would say there was a halva, I could collect from him. Says the Rosh, now I'm asking you, does that mean there's a Shibud exists here or the Shibud doesn't? There is a Shibud over here theoretically, just ground, I can't practically collect it. The machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban is, to say it in short words, is what do I need in order to be called I was meida on a shibut kakois? The Hilgur Rabban says that in order to be called you a meida on a shibut kakois, it has to be that your haidah practically is going to get you karka. If the haidah is not going to get you karka, if the haidah is not going to practically get you karka, that's not called a haidah on shibut kakois. The Rosh answered back and said, you're wrong. Even if practically speaking, I will not be able to get the karka, practically speaking, because the lekeach kutain, it's a kanunya, it's a fraud, your whole haidah. But since be'etzem, I am being moide in a choiv, that on the tzad that the choiv exists, there is a shibut karkoyus, and the raya to that is if only the lekeach will be moide, that's the litmus test. The litmus test is if only the lekeach will be moide, that there was a halva, I can go knock on his door and take the karka away from him. I got it, he's not the loiva, because it's meshubed. That's enough to be called that my haidah was haidah on karka. Hagam, that practically I will not be able to collect it. I repeat my question. Who makes more sense? Who's the Pashas? What? He says, Shmidi says the Ramban. You say the what? Why do you say the Ramban? Why do you say the Rosh? I might ask. All right, Shmidi says everything's telling practicalities. If you can't get karka lemaisa, so then we go back to the baseline that the haidah was on the money and have a good day. The only reason why it's called karka, says Rav Shmidi, is because if you can practically get karka, then for some reason, which we don't know why, it's called karka. But if you can't get past that red line of collecting karkas, then we go back to the baseline that this dintar is not about karka. That means, in order to be called, I'm hitting on a knach now, in order to be called that the dintar is about karka, it has to be that practically I'm collecting karka. And those people that the dintar is about karka, I need to practically collect karka. Otherwise, I'm not practically going to collect the karka. That's not called the dintar is about karka. And Rabbi Friday says what? Practically speaking, but you didn't hear what Shmidi said. But you didn't hear what Shmidi said. Shmidi said that he felt practically can't be tavei karka, so that's not called the dintar is about karka. But that's the dintar is not about karka. Like, that's the big problem. Now, the part is that if you can collect karka, maybe it's called into karka. What are you answering? Why is that called Dintar is about karka? I slip out of it, by the way. You don't have the right to get karka. You're not going to be able to collect karka over here, Lamaisa. In this case, you're not going to be able to get karka. What? I don't know what the reason Maisa Kriya Shiva Kros. Why is it called Shiva Kros? There's no Shiva Kros over here because the guy says he can't collect. So what are you telling me? That Lamaisa, the Choyb generated a Shiva Kros. So I won't be able to exercise it because he says I don't agree. But the Choyb said itself has. The shahli is. This is the big raid there. Rikiv Ege, Truma Sakri, and Achaz Tov said, what's behind this machlokes? Do we look at the practicality? Or do we look at the lomdus? In lomdus, you guys are all right. In lomdus, the word is, the choyv generated a shiva. I won't be able to exercise the shiva because the guy tells it's a kanunya, it's a fake. What do we say? Then in order to be called a shiva karkos, it has to be practically you can be able to collect from the karka. If practically you can't collect from the karka, it doesn't interest me. Hechini daini lahaydinim. What's the root of this shiva? What's behind this shiva, says the Achaz Tov. What's behind this shaila, there's no tachim today, so we have another few minutes. Yeah, what's behind this shaila is, you probably have to look at the clock. If I say I have another few minutes, you can trust me. In Chaim Berlin, you wouldn't have looked at the clock if the Rebbe said, right? Yeah. What's behind this machleika, says the Truma, says the Nachlas David, yeah? What's behind this machleika, says the Nachlas David, is the other kasha. Why is Bechal called karka over here? Why is it called karka? There's metalton over here. Loves up the karka. And I said, when I'm waiting too, you're not going to go take my car. You're not going to go take my cash. Forget about the karka. The haidah is in the karka. Even if clear she becomes, it's called a karka. What the answer to that question is of why it's b'chal called karka. Not why it's clear she becomes. Why it's called karka. There's metalton in the picture. Loves up the karka. Don't be mechayim inside my haidah on the karka. I was mechayim by the metalton. Achaz Tov here says a whole pilpul that depending on what the answer to that kasha is going to explain what the machleik is, whether Shiva Karkos is totally in practicalities or totally in lomdus, that I spoke about a choiv that has karka, even though practically I won't be able to collect it. Well, that's the huge machleik over here in Ramban. Now, there are two things to see tomorrow. I'm going to send you on the Mamre Krembus. First of all, you need to learn that we're going to approach this machleik from the Tosis inside, okay? We're going to start the Tosis, we're going to learn it from the Tosis, and from the Tosis we're going to come back to this machlokes of the Ramban and the Rosh. That's the game plan. You'll see on the Mamre Krembus tomorrow. First of all, tomorrow, again, I'm stressing, tomorrow we learn the Tosis, okay? Tomorrow we learn the Tosis. From the Tosis, we're going to go back to this machlokes of the Ramban and the Rosh, to the Nachlas David, to the Rebbe Kiv Eger, to the Truma Sakri, Mr. Shem B'Shal Tev Omer Zlachas.